After a natural disaster, there's one population that always tugs on our human heartstrings, the animals. Since the campfire, firefighters and other people have found hundreds of animals who've survived, and Facebook groups have sprung up to help people get reunited with their pets or find new homes. And among the hundreds of stories, we have one story of a lost pet we'd like to share with all of you.
I'm Laura Smith.
And I am Chris Smith. I lived in Paradise since 2005.
But not anymore.
On the morning of Thursday, November 8th, Laura was in Milwaukee for a business trip, and Chris had dropped off his younger son at his high school in nearby Chico. But on his way back to Paradise, Chris quickly realized he had to evacuate their home with his older son, Harrison.
We put our dog, Lucy, who's a little chihuahua dog, in the car. We put our cat, Peanut, in the car, and then our cat, Kermit, in the car. In the midst of putting in the last stuff, we began to hear some big blasting sounds far off in the distance. Apparently, at that point, some of the propane tanks in town were starting to explode. And then around that point, our cat Kermit somehow got out of the car and ran first to our porch. My son Harrison and I, we tried to corral Kermit, but he was getting a little scared. We were trying to be calm. We were trying to be careful. But, you know, between the blasting sounds and the sounds of the fire and Harrison and I being tense, I think Kermit just took off, and at that point I began to worry that we were going to get to a situation where there was going to be no real visibility for us to be able to drive safely. So I said to Harrison, you know, I'm sorry, but we were just going to have to go now, and that's it.
The next day, Chris and the boys picked up Laura from the airport, and soon they were all reunited, except for Kermit.
We were pretty torn up. It was one of those situations where we knew we made the right decision. We knew we made the safe decision, but it was an awful decision.
You know, we all said if there was ever a cat that could make it through this, it was Kermit. But, you know, it was painful for all of us to not know where he was or what was going on with him. But we all said that we missed him and that we hoped he was good.
You know, you hear about a house getting washed away or burned or something, and then the cat is there 2 weeks later just waiting or whatever. You hear about this stuff, but then the more I heard about the ferocity of the fire, the more I heard about what happened, at least to myself, I was getting more and more pessimistic.
But then late last week, Chris, who's a video producer, went back to Paradise to film some footage of the wreckage with CAL FIRE officials. He persuaded one fire official to swing by his house, and that's where he heard a familiar sound.
I had walked halfway down the driveway and called out twice, "Hey, Kermit, you know, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty."
And then I heard a very loud meow. Starting to, you know, and then I walked over and it was just,
"Come here, Kermit."
It was almost like Kermit was yelling at me. It was really persistent, really over and over and over.
"Hey, Kermit. Hey, sorry. I know.
It was almost like he was really telling me off, really telling me, why'd you leave me? You know, I'm of course projecting, but kind of why'd you leave me? Where'd you go? You guys have been gone for, have you seen what happened to the house? Oh my God, what's going, you know?" This cat was really talking to me.
He must have seen some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
The full family, including Kermit, were finally reunited that day.
I just cried so hard when Chris got back with him. He just looked so scared but so tough and so brave.
Kermit had lost a lot of weight from being on his own for a week, and he also had burns from melted tar on his paws and stomach. Laura thinks he escaped the flames by climbing on their roof.
We were right before we found him that if there was ever a cat that could have survived this, it was Kermit, and that cat is a champion.
Yeah.
He is a champion.
Yeah.
So yeah. He's going to get as much wet food as he wants.
Yeah.
The vet says Kermit will make a full recovery, and the Smiths, well, they're staying in a trailer now in a friend's driveway in Chico. They're moving into an apartment next month.
You know, but we're lucky compared to a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't have this good ending.
Yeah,
it's
didn't
awful.
You know, they didn't get their pets back. They didn't get their... They literally lost everything, so we're very thankful and very conscious of how...
We lost everything, but not our cat.
Yeah.
You can see pictures of Kermit on thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.